You're listening to 1680 WOKB AM, Winter Garden, Florida.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip-smacking good food. And just to mention, we have all you can eat ribs for the best price in town. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all you can eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, french fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Do you or someone you love have diabetes? Would you like an affordable and convenient way to monitor your health? TotalDiabetesSupply.com is your answer. Located in South Florida, TotalDiabetesSupply.com has a large selection of diabetic and other medical supplies available. Visit us at TotalDiabetesSupply.com or call us at 877-977-7709 to speak to one of our knowledgeable customer service team members. Just enter or mention coupon code RADIO10 at checkout for an extra 10% savings. Visit TotalDiabetesSupply.com or call us at 877-977-7709 for savings and convenience.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip-smacking good food. And just to mention, we have all you can eat ribs for the best price in town. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all you can eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, french fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Way up here in the stratosphere, I gotta holler mighty loud and clear. It's time for Blind and Beyond.
Some of the toughest training in the military is actually enjoyed by some pretty tough American veterans who have lost their sight. Members of the Blinded Veterans Association, or BVA. They spend a long weekend of rigorous U.S. Army Mountain Ranger training at Camp Frank D. Merrill Military Base in Georgia. Activities include hiking up a rock-strewn trail, climbing cliffs, rappelling on a synthetic rock wall, shooting live fire from shotguns, assault rifles, and pistols, and competitive foot races. In addition, the veterans are treated to a barbecue, a fish fry, and a critter cookout. The veteran trainees are all legally blind and from several eras of service. BVA is the only veteran service organization exclusively dedicated to serving blinded veterans and their families. Its Operation Peer Support Initiative, which arranges the trip, helps newly blinded veterans look ahead to the possibilities and opportunities their lives still present through social activities, counseling, and educational forums on benefits and rehabilitation. Learn more at bva.org.
Lighthouse for the Blind of the Palm Beaches, established in 1946, provides services to individuals of all ages who are blind or visually impaired residing in Palm Beach, Martin, St. Lucie, Indian River, and Okeechobee counties. Services include training in adaptive skills for daily living, adjustment to blindness counseling and support groups, cane and travel training, assistive technology including smartphones, low vision clinic and services, blind babies program, children's services and summer camps, transition program for teens, social opportunities, and more. The Lighthouse strives to provide the tools necessary for persons with vision loss to maintain full and sufficient lives. Visit 1710 Tiffany Drive East, West Palm Beach. Call them at 561-586-5600 or visit lighthousepalmbeaches.org. Your pet knows where his food comes from, you. And because Purina can trace every ingredient in your pet's food back to their trusted sources, they know where their food comes from too. Purina is committed to improving the lives of pets every day. From puppy and kitten nutrition to aging pets and unique nutritional needs, you can feel confident Purina has high-quality nutrition and just the right food for your pet. And best of all, it's available wherever you like to shop. To learn more about the purpose behind Purina's ingredients, visit Purina.com.
Ignoring your eye health can lead to bigger problems down the road. Dr. Craig Skolnick, fellowship trained and board certified corneal transplant and cataract surgeon for nearly two decades, offers comprehensive eye examinations, including evaluations for cataract, dry eyes, diabetes, glaucoma, and macular degeneration. In a state-of-the-art facility. with the most up-to-date technology. You'll feel comfortable, valued, and appreciated the minute you step inside Skolnick Eye Institute. Dr. Skolnick and staff are committed to providing superior care in a supportive environment. Call the Skolnick Eye Institute now, 561-296-2010. Located in Jupiter, 641 University Boulevard, just north of Palm Beach Garden. Visit SkolnickEye.com.
Are you looking for a career? Contact National Industries for the Blind. NIB and its nationwide network of associated nonprofit agencies employ thousands of people who are blind or visually impaired in a variety of career fields. NIB offers a wide range of career opportunities for every skill level in manufacturing and professional service sector. Our goal is to match your skills and passion with rewarding careers and progressive work environment. At NIB, it's not just a job, it's a mission. Visit NIB.org/careers for information about open positions and NIB's award-winning professional development and training programs. National Industries for the Blind, a great American workforce.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But
this is the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Welcome back to the second hour of the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. We are live from Orlando, Florida. If you want to call in, which I hope you do, 407-894-1680. Gary, Roger, are you all listening? Well, listen up. Dave's got something to say. David, what up?
Yeah, this hour, we've got Dr. Skolnick calling in at 8:15 from South Florida. And he's going to be telling us about all kinds of important things. Now, what month is it there, Lynn?
It's National Glaucoma Awareness Month.
He's going to be talking about glaucoma.
Yep.
And it affects just thousands and thousands of people.
And even though you're
people.
Blind and visually impaired, you have to listen to Dr. Skolnick talking about glaucoma.
That's right. Well, thank you, David.
It's some important stuff, so definitely stay tuned for that.
Well, right now, we're going to trivia.
Okay,
it's trivia time.
Ding, 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 ding.
And this is going to be this song coming up now. For those who want to know, this is an important one coming up. This one, we give a $25 gift card from Olive Garden. Phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. Who is singing this song? Anybody know it? Who's singing this song?
I was bruised and battered. I could tell what I felt. I was unrecognizable.
407-894-1680. Who's singing the song?
Listen, my
own face, oh, brother, gonna leave me wasting away on the streets of Philadelphia.
So who's singing this song? 407-894-1680. Anybody can guess this one? $25 gift card from Olive Garden on the line right now. Anybody who guesses
it?
Wow,
that's a good prize.
Okay, good prize. $25. Who's singing the song? We got anybody listening? Anybody calling? 407-894-1680.
If nobody knows, I understand.
Michael, they're on the phone. Give them a chance.
Anybody calling yet, Chris?
There are some hardcore fans of this guy that I've...
Okay. No. All fans. Right, so we're going to go to Debbie from... Debbie...
Margate.
Say it again.
Margate.
Okay. Debbie from Margate, Florida.
Hi, Debbie. First time caller?
Yes.
Wow. Hi, Debbie. Okay.
We'll send her a bracelet, Charlotte.
If you don't know it, we'll have to give you a bracelet anyway. So you think you know who's singing? You think you know?
That's my man, Bruce. All
Bruce? Right. Wait a minute, girl. She didn't get his last name. Bruce who? Bruce Schwartz?
Bruce Springsteen.
Bruce Springsteen. Oh, okay. All right.
You want Bruce?
Bruce Springsteen.
Good, girl.
Good job.
She just won a $25 gift card from Olive Garden.
Is that one of his?
That's great.
I never heard of that song before when I was looking for a song to play.
I heard Philadelphia in that song.
What, Streets of Philadelphia?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. He won an Academy Award for that and... Yeah, all kinds of awards for that.
All right,
one.
So you know Bruce. You heard of him before.
Yeah. What's the weather down there right now, Debbie?
The weather is really bad, actually. We just got a tornado warning coming our way. And severe thunderstorms haven't started yet, but it's pouring.
All right, so Debbie, listen.
We're going to let you
don't hang up. We got to give your address. We'll have to send you a gift card from Olive Garden.
Great $25. Price. Wow.
And we also have to send you a bracelet that says Blind and Beyond Radio Show since you're a first-time caller.
Keep on listening.
Thank you.
It pays to listen to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Thanks for calling in.
Thanks for calling from South Florida, weather and all.
Yeah,
thanks, Debbie.
For calling in.
All right, hold on. They'll take your address.
Any other callers on the line?
All right. We have, I believe, Nicole from Palm Beach, Nicole Chapman.
Okay. Nicole Chapman. Hi, how you doing, Nicole Chapman?
Hey, how you doing?
All right, how you doing?
I'm doing good. Wet, like everywhere else, but it's a good excuse for curling up with a good book.
There you go.
Hey,
she already got Bruce Springsteen. So
you know who it
was,
too? You know who it was?
Must be the South Florida.
You recognize the voice? Bruce Spring Schwartz?
What?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Spring Schwartz. Bruce Springsteen.
Well,
okay.
You keep on listening, Nicole.
I sure will. Okay. I listen to it every week religiously. Well, you guys are off the hook. Right.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Thank you so much for saying nice things.
All right. Love you all.
Love you.
Hey, Nicole, hold on one moment. Don't hang up, all right? Don't hang up.
Oh.
All right. Hold on one moment.
Hey, all listen, right. folks.
Wait. We're going to go to our next caller, which is from... Kevin from Greensboro.
Okay.
The Kevin.
He's famous.
From Greensboro, North Carolina. Kevin, you there?
Yep, I'm here. Michael, Lynn, David.
Yep. Hi there, Kevin.
How you doing, Kevin?
Hi, Kevin.
Okay. Doing fine. Everyone beat me to the trivia there.
Oh, you know that? You know that voice, too?
He's got a very unusual voice.
Kevin. Did you know, Kevin, he's a very wealthy guy, that Bruce Springsteen?
Yeah,
he's very wealthy.
Well, since it's raining down there in Florida everywhere, they might as well just come up here to Greensboro, where it's so partly cloudy.
Yeah. It's probably nicer up there right now.
Where I'm wearing a flannel shirt. Dave's got a long-sleeve shirt. Michael has a long-sleeve shirt. We all have our jackets and umbrellas. It's in the 40s and raining, and it's nasty out.
I even had my leather jacket on a minute ago.
Yeah, me too. Yep.
When we go home, we're heading straight for the hot chocolate, and
and in 2 months we'll be sitting here complaining.
It'll be hot in the studio.
Well, right.
Be glad you're not in Pennsylvania for the next few days.
It's really cold there.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, I've got friends in Pittsburgh, and they were telling me about shoveling snow, and it was like 14.
He used to be from Pittsburgh.
Yeah,
Kevin used to be from
Pittsburgh.
He lived
up near Lancaster, right?
No, that was before that. Before he was in Pittsburgh, he was in Lancaster.
But I'm from 20 miles northwest of Pittsburgh.
Oh, very good. So did you go up in the elevation there, the area where the incline, I think it's called.
Where in Pittsburgh?
They got some nice restaurants up there.
I've been on a couple times.
Yeah, they got a real nice restaurant, two nice restaurants up there, I believe.
I think they got three.
Ah, could be.
Well, anything else to report? In there?
Well, we're going to go to
Greensboro.
Break now.
Anything
so
else? We're going to break. So anything
goodbye.
Else? To report?
We'll talk to you later.
Okay, thanks for calling in.
All right, thanks, Kevin. Take care, man.
We're looking forward to talking to Dr. Skolnick on the other side of the break.
Well, we're going to break. Looking forward to talk to Dr. Skolnick on the other side of the break.
Learn about glaucoma.
Yep, learn about glaucoma.
Chris, we're going
to break. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond. Don't go away. We've got a lot more coming up.
If you or someone you know is blind from retinitis pigmentosa, a treatment called Argus 2 may offer hope. The Argus 2 is the only FDA-approved treatment for end-stage retinitis pigmentosa and has helped over 300 individuals worldwide regain useful vision. Argus users typically report improved quality of life, greater independence and mobility, and enhanced social and family interactions. Argus 2 is indicated for individuals who are completely blind due to retinitis pigmentosa. Possible side effects that may require further treatment include wound reopening, low eye pressure, serious infection in the eye, and retinal detachment. Call for more information, 800-499-7620, or visit secondsight.com.
What if your older dog could feel more like his younger self? For more than a decade, Purina and their team of over 500 scientists, nutritionists, and pet experts have studied aging in pets. This has led to powerful nutritional breakthroughs that can help your older dog think more like his younger self through formulas like Purina One Vibrant Maturity and Purina Pro Plan Bright Mind. Visit Purina.com to learn more. Purina, your pet, our passion.
Industries of the Blind, located in Greensboro, North Carolina, is proud of its mission to provide employment to people who are blind or visually impaired, offering opportunity to achieve greater independence. Industries of the Blind is currently hiring blind people for careers in the manufacturing industry. Training provided. Great benefits package for full-time associates. Medical, dental, vision insurance, company-sponsored 401k plans, paid vacation and holidays, supplemental life insurance, and college tuition reimbursement. Relocation packages for newly hired blind associates, up to $2,500. All pay is above minimum wage. For more information, call Laverne Goodridge or Susan Williams at 336-544-3726 or email to lgoodridge at
iob-gso.com.
Visit industriesoftheblind.com.
Are you blind or visually impaired and not happy with your current navigation app? Foresight Augmented Reality, FAR, brings a voice to the physical world. Let FAR help you find, navigate, and interact with everything from police stations to public parks, nearby restaurants, and shopping malls, all through audio. Don't get left wondering how close you are to your destination. FAR will get you there with confidence and much greater accuracy than you can get with GPS alone. Tell businesses in your area that you want them to become FAR accessible. Download the free FAR Vision app today on Google Play or the App Store. Learn more at foresightar.com or call 888-286-0075.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, which I hope you do, is 407-894-1680. Well, right now we have a guest on the line.
So excited.
I'm so excited. Can't wait to hear him talk. We already have callers on the line. Want to talk to him already. His name is Dr. Skolnick. He's from the Skolnick Eye Institute from Jupiter, Florida. Dr. Skolnick, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Good evening. How you doing?
Good evening.
Hi.
And welcome
back
to the rainy Florida area. Do you have rain by you in Florida?
Yeah, all day long.
All day long.
Us here, too, from the 40s and
it's only good for the ducks.
Yeah, it was a nice quiet day here.
So if you could tell
tonight,
us...
Yeah, tonight I want to talk a little about glaucoma, and then I'll be happy to answer any questions from the callers.
Terrific.
But I wanted to talk for a few minutes about glaucoma. Glaucoma is an acquired optic nerve damage, which is characterized by optic nerve thinning and cupping. The optic nerve is the cable that connects the eye to the brain. And actually, in that cable, there's 1.2 million fibers. And there's a lot of reserve in the optic nerve, so you don't need all of those 1.2 million fibers. But glaucoma is when you progressively lose some of those fibers. There are many different forms and causes of glaucoma. The classic finding, which most people kind of know about, is elevated intraocular pressure or pressure in the eye. But there are many patients who are diagnosed with glaucoma who never have elevated pressure.
Okay.
The incidence of glaucoma in people over 40 is 2 to 5% of the population. So that seems like a small number, but it really isn't. Some of the factors relate to race and genetics. So family history is important when you're talking to patients, of course. And glaucoma, unfortunately, is actually the leading cause of irreversible blindness in the world. Now, cataracts are technically the most common cause of blindness in the world, but they are treatable and obviously reversible. Fortunately, with glaucoma, the peripheral vision is lost first. So there are many patients that can actually have mild to even moderate glaucoma, and it has no impact on their quality of life. The problem, of course, is the more advanced cases of glaucoma where people lose vision and it's not reversible. With that comes the biggest problem. Someone could be walking around not knowing anything is wrong with them and have actually fairly advanced glaucoma. They have no symptoms because the peripheral vision is lost first. And to feel pressure in the eye, it has to be pretty high. Normal pressure is between 10 and 22 millimeters of mercury. And it, usually people don't feel the pressure in the eye until it's in the 40s, sometimes even 50s. So early diagnosis is the key. And the diagnosis is typically made by an eye care professional, whether it's an ophthalmologist or an optometrist, by just a full dilated eye exam. And obviously higher risk patients probably should be seen more frequently. But depending on your family history and your age, we usually recommend yearly eye exams, definitely for over age 65. But if you're in a higher risk category because of, let's say, family history or high myopia, maybe you should get exams a little more frequently when you're in your 40s and 50s. The treatment of glaucoma is aimed at lowering the pressure, even though some patients don't have elevated pressure. Typically, we start patients with medicines, and there are several different eye drops and even oral medicines to lower the pressure. And then some patients wind up needing laser, and a smaller number of patients need surgery. And within each category of medicines, laser, or surgery, there are tons of options. Typically, patients are followed up 2 to 4 times a year, depending on the severity or how well they're controlled. And we check their pressure. We do visual field or peripheral vision testing, and very importantly, optic nerve scanning to measure the thickness or thinness of the optic nerve. Future research probably will be focused on stem cell because, as we talked about, the optic nerve has a lot of fibers in it and you can't reverse the damage. So we need a way to regenerate this optic nerve. So maybe in 10 years from now, 20 years from now, you know, maybe we'll have ways to regenerate it. And so we may have some cures at some point. For now, though, we basically treat to prevent someone from getting worse, which is unfortunately, but that's all we can really do. So that's my little spiel about glaucoma, and I'll be happy to answer any questions.
And if anybody else would like to get
online, talk to Dr. Greg
Skolnick.
Phone number is call in. Dr. Greg Skolnick is 407-894-1680. Don't forget, he has an unbelievable practice there in Jupiter, Florida. So anyone wants to come and see him, don't forget to go see Dr. Skolnick. Skolnick Eye Institute is in Jupiter, Florida. Let's take a call right now from Mike from Aventura, Florida. Mike, are you there?
Yeah, hi.
You're on with Dr. Craig Skolnick.
Hi, doctor. My name is Mike. I was blind from birth. I weighed 1 pound 15 ounces, went down to 1 pound 9.5 ounces. I had ROP, which is now known as retro retinopathy of prematurity. I have two questions. Number one, is there anything that's, are they doing any history with that?
Retinopathy of prematurity, if it's discovered early enough and babies are screened in the hospitals who are premature, then in the olden days, they used to do cryotherapy and laser. Recently, in the last 10 or so years, they've been doing injections, medicines that they inject in the eye. But for someone like you, who obviously is, you know, well past age 10, there's really nothing except for, you know, you've talked on your show about Argus and these, you know, retinal transistors and things like that. And I guess there could be maybe some patients who have very advanced retinopathy of prematurity that may be candidates for Argus too. But research-wise, it's about really finding these babies as early as possible and trying to treat them. And the newer drugs are probably working better than the old ways to treat those patients.
Mm-hmm. I have a question for you, Dr. Skolnick.
And
one second, Mike. I'm going to answer this question.
Oh, sorry.
In reference to people like Mike that are totally blind, shouldn't they still come in for glaucoma to a doctor like yourself every once in a while to be checked? Because if it goes unchecked and their glaucoma gets ridiculous, can't that affect them in other ways other than their eyesight?
Yeah, I would say, you know, when we talk about totally blind, you know, to be more specific, there are patients who can't see light, and then there are people who can see light, and there's people who can see hand motions, and then there's people who are counting fingers. They're all legally blind. So we have patients who have hand motion vision, or they could just see light. We don't want to ignore those patients, because seeing light and shadows is important for developing circadian rhythms and proper sleep habits. So now if someone has no light perception in both eyes, the only benefit to maybe checking for glaucoma would be if the pressure was high in the eye, it could be painful. So forget about the vision. There are patients who have blind, painful eyes, and no one likes to have pain. So that would be a reason to at least get checked maybe once a year in even someone who's lost total vision. But in the other patients who have like counting fingers vision or hand motion vision, you don't want those patients to go totally blind. So you definitely want to treat and detect glaucoma in those patients as well.
Mike, you're up. Any other questions? Mike, you there?
Yeah, I have one more question.
Go ahead.
I have non-24 circadian rhythm disorder. And what's happening is I find like I'm taking medicine for it at night, and I find I get very weak, and I finally found a doctor, I believe, that's going to work with me. Now, a lot of the doctors think that non-24 is the same as sleep apnea. It really isn't.
What is your question, Mike?
My question is, how can we convince doctors that it's not sleep apnea?
Yeah, I'm not super familiar with that drug, except for I've seen the advertisements on TV for it in the last year or so.
Uh-huh.
And I think it's a no-brainer to take it if it helps you. I'm not aware of how it could be, you know, confused with sleep apnea, because sleep apnea to me is people who have periods of stopping of breathing while they're sleeping. And usually that's related to being overweight, and there's other factors. So to me, the treatment with that drug makes total sense, but you may be having some side effects of the drug, and that's a secondary issue.
Yeah. Do you practice in Miami too, or just in the Palm Beach?
No, I'm in Jupiter. I used to be on staff at the University of Miami.
Yeah.
I was based in Palm Beach Gardens, but I don't really go to Miami anymore.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank
You're
you,
welcome.
Mike, for calling in.
Okay.
We have someone else to talk to, Dr. Craig Skolnick?
We do.
Who's on the line?
We have Jim from Kissimmee.
Jim, you on the line? Jim, you there? From
Kissimmee? Hi, how are you? I have a question, Doctor. I have a conglomerate of problems that, like, for instance, I have glaucoma. Well, what had happened was I also have astigmatism. I had optic nerve damage because I was born prematurely, which many other people did. So when adds insult to injury, it's hard for them to get a true reading. They weren't sure if I had glaucoma because I said when they did a visual field because of the movement of the eye and all that. But right. I do take glaucoma medicine. But what I wanted to ask you, relating to the optic nerve, I understand there is a technology being worked on or still in the experimental stage, because when I went up north, I went to the eye hospital up there, Wills Eye, and they said that they're working on a camera or a chip that may be able to replace the optic nerve, but that's still quite a ways down the road. Have you heard of something like that?
No, but I follow research out of Stanford, and there's a researcher there who's really who just started a glaucoma trial, which relates to like stem cell regeneration and using these growth factors to basically help grow the optic nerve. And that just started, you know, in the last few months, and he's trying to enroll glaucoma patients. But it's not really necessarily like a camera, you know, like
hard chip, whatever. It seems like before 1957, many people that had optic nerve damage was because they were born premature and they got too much oxygen. Right. Is that kind of true?
Yes. Yep. Premature babies that were given too much oxygen not only developed retinopathy of prematurity, but there's something called optic nerve hypoplasia, which you may have. And optic nerve hypoplasia means the optic nerve really just never developed properly. And the nystagmus, which you have, which is the eyes that kind of beat side to side, typically goes along with optic nerve hypoplasia. And again, that's just an optic nerve that never developed properly. And since, again, the optic nerve has 1.2 million fibers, it doesn't mean you could be totally blind from it. But a lot of patients with optic nerve hypoplasia have 2100, 2200 type vision, which makes them legally blind if they're 20 over 200. But it's important that you treat the glaucoma, because even if it's hard to check your pressure, there's side effects of glaucoma medicines, but the worst thing in the world would be for you to develop worsening glaucoma on top of your pre-existing conditions. And since the glaucoma is treatable, even though it's hard for them to check your pressure, you want to err on the side of safety and definitely use the medicines, obviously.
Thank you,
Jim. Oh, yeah, I use Aesop, Combigan, Lumigan, so, you know, I use all that.
Well, thank you, Jim, for calling in.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jim.
Bye-bye.
Appreciate it. Thank you so
much,
Jim.
A lot of concerns out there, that's for sure.
Okay, yeah. Anybody else want to speak to Dr. Skolnick before he goes off?
Yeah, I want to stress one thing. He is getting an eye exam. I diagnose glaucoma probably every second or third day in someone who comes in for an unrelated reason. They come in for a corneal abrasion, or they come in for a regular eye exam, and I look at their optic nerve or check their pressure and diagnose glaucoma. Some of these patients may not have come in for a year or two, and if they wouldn't have come in, they potentially could have lost part of their vision. So it's important, definitely over 65, to get yearly exams, and probably between 50 and 65, at least every couple of years, unless you're high risk. If you have a father, mother, sibling with glaucoma, you probably should get checked yearly in your 50s and 60s and above, because genetics is a risk factor.
I go in every 4 months for my glaucoma.
I'm sorry.
What are you saying, doctor?
Oh, yeah, our patients who are being treated, we see 2 to 4 times a year, depending on how stable they are, because some of these medicines wear off. There's side effects of the medicines. And to be honest with you, sometimes you're treating a patient with glaucoma, and despite giving them medicine, sometimes they still can get worse, and you have to add either further medicines or recommend laser or surgery.
Yeah, I had surgery. I had canals put in each eye.
Right.
So would you like to give out your location?
Please,
our South Florida listeners.
I'm in Jupiter, just north of Palm Beach Gardens, and my office number is 561-296-2010.
And that is on our website also.
And I'm on Abacoa, which is where it's kind of a small community between Jupiter and Palm Beach Gardens. We're about 30, 35 miles north of Boca Raton, and about 10 miles north of West Palm Beach. So it's a nice area in South Florida, minus the rain today.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for Doctor coming on.
Thanks for having me.
Well, we want to have you on again soon, next couple of weeks, please. Check your itinerary.
Right,
Lynn will talk to you next couple days about having you come back in the next couple of weeks.
Perfect. I appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Have
appreciate
a good week, and thank
hey,
you.
Have a good
thank
night.
You too.
Good night. Thank Bye-bye. You, doctor. Coming on.
All right. We're going to go to break.
You're welcome.
And folks, for those folks who are in South Florida, I really recommend Dr. Skolnick. He is tremendous.
I wish he was here.
I wish he was in Orlando. Anyway, take care. Don't go away. We got a lot more coming up. Thank you for reminding me of it.
Pilot Dogs has helped the blind and visually impaired discover independence and self-reliance since 1950. Our campus-based training in Columbus, Ohio, will give you the confidence and expertise to navigate new environments or explore your current one. With the largest selection of guide dog breeds in the country, we can match you with the breed that best fits your lifestyle. Pilot Dogs covers all expenses related to training, including transportation to and from our campus, room and board, and the cost of the guide dog or O&M training course. These expenses are covered by Pilot Dogs for all clients that reside in the United States. If you would like more information on our guide dog program or our orientation and mobility program, please contact us at pilotdogs.org or by calling 614-221-6367. Pilot Dogs is an accredited member of the International Guide Dog Federation.
Industries of the Blind, located in Greensboro, North Carolina, is proud of its mission to provide employment to people who are blind or visually impaired, offering opportunity to achieve greater independence. Industries of the Blind is currently hiring blind people for careers in the manufacturing industry. Training provided. Great benefits package for full-time associates. Medical, dental, vision insurance, company-sponsored 401k plans, paid vacation and holidays, supplemental life insurance, and college tuition reimbursement. Relocation packages for newly hired blind associates, up to $2,500. All pay is above minimum wage. For more information, call Laverne Goodridge or Susan Williams at 336-544-3726 or email to lgoodridge at
iob-gso.com.
Visit industriesoftheblind.com.
Are you struggling to manage your prescription medications? Not sure this is your morning pill or the one for tonight? Well, stop guessing. Get Script Talk Talking Labels. Script Talk labels are available at participating pharmacies across the U.S. and Canada at no extra charge. These special labels are placed on your medications by your pharmacist and work with a talking prescription reader. Listen to all of the label information with one touch of a button. Ask your pharmacist for Script Talk today or call Envision America for free assistance. 1-800-890-1180. Be safe. Be independent. Ask for Script Talk today. Call 1-800-890-1180.
Ignoring your eye health can lead to bigger problems down the road. Dr. Craig Skolnick, fellowship trained and board certified corneal transplant and cataract surgeon for nearly two decades, offers comprehensive eye examination, including evaluations for cataract, dry eyes, diabetes, glaucoma, and macular degeneration in a state-of-the-art facility. With the most up-to-date technology, you'll feel comfortable, valued, and appreciated the minute you step inside Skolnick Eye Institute. Dr. Skolnick and staff are committed to providing superior care in a supportive environment. Call the Skolnick Eye Institute now, 561-296-2010. Located in Jupiter, 641 University Boulevard, just north of Palm Beach Garden. Visit SkolnickEye.com.
If you or someone you know is blind from retinitis pigmentosa, a treatment called Argus 2 may offer hope. The Argus 2 is the only FDA-approved treatment for end-stage retinitis pigmentosa and has helped over 300 individuals worldwide regain useful vision. Argus users typically report improved quality of life, greater independence and mobility, and enhanced social and family interactions. Argus 2 is indicated for individuals who are completely blind due to retinitis pigmentosa.
keratosis. Possible side effects that may require further treatment include wound reopening, low eye pressure, serious infection in the eye, and retinal detachment. Call for more information, 800-499-7620, or visit secondsight.com.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. You folks are just tuning in for the first time, don't know what you're listening to. Well, we say we're the bridge. The bridge between the sighted community and the blind community. That's what the show is all about. It's supposed to be entertaining. It's supposed to be fun. It's supposed to be some educational. And we also say we're a platform for jobs, employment. So keep on listening. Hope we fill all four of your needs, if you have any of those needs, or just having fun. Also, you want to look us up on our web. If you miss any part of this show or any show, it's blindandbeyondradioshow.org. That's our website. Go there, check us out. Got a lot of things going on. blindandbeyondradioshow.org. And if you want to write to me, I want to thank all the emails we're getting lately and talking about the show. That I'm glad a lot of you do like the show. Telling us about the show's getting better, which is great to hear. The phone number, well, you have the phone number here. Is 407-894-1680. But if you write to me, it's Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, Michael, at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Don't forget the and, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. We're going to trivia time. Phone number is 407-894-1680. Tell me who's singing this song.
There used to be a gray tower alone on the sea. You became
the
light on the dark side of me.
407-894-1680.
Remains a drug that's high enough. When it snows, my eyes become alive, and the light that you shine can't be seen. Baby, I can bring you to a kiss from a rose on the grave. Ooh, the more I get of you, stranger it feels, yeah. And now that you're
okay, who's singing that song? 407-894-1680. David, you know who it is right away, right?
Within the first couple notes.
Okay. But don't say.
I would never think of it.
Okay. So who's going to call up and get a nice prize?
Okay. Well, we do have a caller. And, I mean, the song ain't even get started yet, and they already called in.
Come on now.
I knew
that
it.
Was fast.
Yeah. I was like, whoa, for real? Because it was taking me a little minute to figure out who it was.
Who is it? Who's calling?
Well, let's go talk to our good friend, Nicole Chapman.
Nicole Chapman. Didn't she win lately? No?
No.
Nope.
No.
Okay. Nicole Chapman, you're up. This is Nicole Chapman from West Palm Beach, Florida. Nicole Chapman.
Hey, how you doing, guys? It's me again. It's Seal, Kiss from a Rose.
You are right.
Girl, she's bad
right.
To the bone.
Look at this.
You got it going on there.
Girl.
Girl.
Got it going on.
You know it is. You know what it is. It's... She just won a $10 gift card from
Dunkin' Donuts. Oh, terrific.
Actually, right now would be perfect time.
Yeah,
to
coffee, coffee.
Do they have, I don't know if they have chocolate. Do they have
hot
chocolate?
They do.
Yeah, I've had it many
times. They have
times.
Everything.
Anytime and I go in there, it's always hot with chocolate and me around.
Sandwiches and...
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
They have everything.
Well, you definitely
I think
know
they changed it from Dunkin'. I just call it Dunkin' now because
they
have a little bit of
name,
everything.
Right, yeah. Well, see, it pays to listen to Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Give your name to Charlotte and address so we can send you out the prize.
I believe she already has everything in the record. So.
Okay. All right.
I'm glad you called back. That's
Thank
great.
You for calling back. See, it pays to listen All to Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Take care now.
Take care. You too.
Hold on,
Love you guys.
Hold on, Nicole. Let's double check. Hold
Let's
on, all right?
Double check. Don't go away.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. We're going to hold you over there. Wait a second. So listen, folks, for those folks that are out there listening, you can call in any time you want. If you are in St. Louis, wherever you are, you can call in any time, whether you're blind or you're sighted. If you hear something, you hear a song that you know, just call right in. I'm trying to say the phone number many, many times during the show so you can call in. If you have anything to say, good or bad, call us, 407-894-1680.
I'll tell you what.
What?
Lynn was asking if I had something to bring up. Yeah. And I do, actually.
Well, good, David.
You know, January, everyone has New Year's resolutions,
yep.
Right?
Yep.
And the first, the most popular one for blind or sighted people typically is they want to lose weight. They want to be healthy. You know, they're going to go to the gym or they want to do something to better themselves physically. Well, with blind people in particular, it's more difficult as far as going to the gym or some of these kind of things. I've got an exercise bike on my back porch, and I use that. And of course, you know, you can always do calisthenics, sit-ups, and those kind of things. But my wife Brenda and I recently started went to a couple of yoga classes, which I was a little skeptical at first, but I can definitely see how it could help considerably. And I'm kind of curious how other people, blind or not, what they do for exercise, or if they even consider it.
You know, we try to get, as an advertiser, a gym, right?
Several gyms.
Yeah, but guess what? Easy. We couldn't get them. Oh, you know why?
I know why.
They said they were blind. I said, what does that have to do with anything?
Insurance, they were worried.
They're worried about blind people coming into their right. establishment getting because hurt. They're blind, they can hurt themselves, and extra insurance. So they really didn't want to advertise to get more blind people to come in there.
See, I wonder what they do, though, if a blind person just happens to go to their gym without them advertising.
I don't know.
I would assume that they would have to take a blind person.
Well, look at...
You can't,
I would hope.
Did you say you can't come in? That's for sure. That's illegal. But they don't have to go out of their way and advertise to get blind people to come.
No. I'm sure that there's some gyms, though, probably are great.
Did you tell them like this? Blind is not just from one point of view. It's blind and visually impaired.
Right.
Because they probably don't look at it from that point of view. They just look at blind with somebody who can't see, period. But
right.
there are people that go into the gym who are visually impaired.
True.
But still, time. But can still see.
Different degrees
right.
of vision. You know, it's a huge range from nothing to seeing 100%.
Right.
So I'm sure there are probably plenty of gyms where they're helpful. And I know that... of course, gyms a lot of time, or other places have coaches. You know, what do they call them? Life coaches or whatever that help them with the exercise and stuff. So I'd be interested to see what other blind people do. If any of them do go to the gym, or if not, if they do stuff at home, because it's something that I think that probably blind people are worse at than
and it's even worse if you're blind like myself and have diabetes numbers. I'm supposed to exercise to do something,
right?
And if you have numbers like me, I got to watch.
It's harder for you to just you can't just go out running around
right,
the neighborhood.
Exactly.
Then that's the trick.
We got our good friend Sheila on the phone line. She has a PSA that she wants to get in.
Sheila's on the line from
Sheila.
Orlando, Florida. Sheila, you're on.
Hi, guys. How are you tonight?
Birthday girl.
Hi, Dave. How you doing?
Happy birthday to you.
Hey, Chris.
Anyway,
yes, I wanted to announce the fact that the Greater Orlando Council of the Blind meeting is this coming Saturday from 12 to 2:30. It is our annual bake sale. We meet at the William Booth Towers, downtown Orlando. If anybody wants to get in touch with me, I'm sure they know how to do that or can figure out how to do that. But we also have a guest coming to talk with us about safety as blind and visually impaired individuals regarding self-defense. Right. So it should be an interesting and good meeting. I hope if anyone is interested, I would be happy to give my phone number. It's 407-425
9200.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Sheila, for calling in. Appreciate
guys.
It. Thank you.
For a good time, call Sheila.
By the way, folks, if anybody that you're listening, anywhere in this country, you want to give a PSA about your organization, you have something to say, like Sheila just called and said something about Orlando, this show is heard throughout the United States and Canada. If you have something to say in Greensboro, you have something to say in Philadelphia, you have something to say in wherever you are, Tulsa, Oklahoma, wherever you are in St. Louis, South Florida, wherever you are, you can call up just like Sheila just did and say you have a PSA or write to me at michael@blindandbeyondradioshow.org and say something. So don't keep on saying to me in writing, you don't say anything about St. Louis, or you don't say anything about this, or you don't say anything about this. It's your fault. Because we don't know.
Are we going to break, Michael?
We're
going to
break. But if you have anything to say, write us at michael@blindandbeyondradioshow.org and let us know if you have a PSA or something that we want to say, or call in like Sheila just did. You can do the same thing. We're going to break. See you on the other side of the break. Look forward to talking to you. Don't go away.
Lighthouse for the Blind of the Palm Beaches, established in 1946, provides services to individuals of all ages who are blind or visually impaired residing in Palm Beach, Martin, St. Lucie, Indian River, and Okeechobee counties. Services include training in adaptive skills for daily living, adjustment to blindness counseling and support groups, cane and travel training, assistive technology including smartphones, low vision clinic and services, blind babies program, children's services and summer camps, transition program for teens, social opportunities, and more. The Lighthouse strives to provide the tools necessary for persons with vision loss to maintain full and sufficient lives. Visit 1710 Tiffany Drive East, West Palm Beach. Call them at 561-586-5600 or visit lighthousepalmbeaches.org.
Hi, I'm Sherry Brunn, and I've had three guide dogs. And when I asked what dog food to feed my first dog, the school that I went to recommended Purina Dog Chow. My last dog, Bailey, was fed Purina Dog Chow, and she lived to be 15 and a half years old. Purina Dog Chow has different foods for the needs of all different types of dogs, from pups to seniors. Bailey thrived on Purina. When she got a little heavy, I found a special diet formula for her. As she got older, Purina One and Purina Senior formula met her changing needs. The way I see it, if Purina is good enough for my guide dog school to use for their dogs, it is the best food for my guide dog. Purina, nutrition that helps power your best years together. Visit Purina.com.
Do you or someone you love have diabetes? Would you like an affordable and convenient way to monitor your health? TotalDiabetesSupply.com is your answer. Located in South Florida, TotalDiabetesSupply.com has a large selection of diabetic and other medical supplies available. Visit us at TotalDiabetesSupply.com or call us at 877-977-7709 to speak to one of our knowledgeable customer service team members. Just enter or mention coupon code RADIO10 at checkout for an extra 10% savings. Visit TotalDiabetesSupply.com or call us at 877-977-7709 for savings and convenience.
Are you blind or visually impaired and not happy with your current navigation app? Foresight Augmented Reality, FAR, brings a voice to the physical world. Let FAR help you find, navigate, and interact with everything from police stations to public parks, nearby restaurants, and shopping malls, all through audio. Don't get left wondering how close you are to your destination. FAR will get you there with confidence and much greater accuracy than you can get with GPS alone. Tell businesses in your area that you want them to become FAR accessible. Download the free FAR Vision app today on Google Play or the App Store. Learn more at foresightar.com or call 888-286-0075.
At World Services for the Blind, we are committed to develop new career paths, programs for adults who are blind or visually impaired. We are pleased to offer two new programs, call center specialist and credit counseling. The 8-week call center specialist program imparts a vast skill set upon its participants so that upon graduation, they are prepared to take on the role of call center customers, service representative with confidence. The program covers customer service, soft skills, communication skills, relationship building, sales and marketing, dealing with difficult customers, human resources, and more. Credit counseling is a huge industry with significant opportunities for employment, and our 12-week credit counseling program will provide clients with the tools to go out and educate and guide others looking to improve their credit and financial situations. Participants will earn 3 initial certifications with the opportunity to earn 2 additional certifications. The first 3 certifications will take approximately 12 weeks and include credit counseling, financial counseling, and debt settlement certifications. The additional 2 certifications are housing counseling and student loan counseling, which will add 8 additional weeks of classroom training. For more information or to begin the admissions process, please visit us at wsblinds.org. That's wsblind.org.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Welcome back. That's right. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. For those people that missed the show tonight, well, I'm sorry you missed the show. It was a good show. A young lady just called in by the name of Candy. We told her she couldn't come on the air because we can't take any more callers because we're going off the air.
That's right.
But Candy said it was a great show tonight.
Thanks,
Candy.
You
so much. Thank you so much, Candy, for calling in and saying it was a great show.
Speaking of a great show, we have another one, Greg.
Thank you for calling in and saying it was a great show. What, Lynn?
I said, speaking of great shows, I've got a minute. What?
Go ahead. I was just going to say, Greg was talking about the exercise point, said that down in Dade City where he's at, for those that are visually impaired, they give them out Fitbits, and the Fitbits help them to exercise and to do different things, and they can hear it.
That's neat. Well, we'll talk about that on
another show about that.
So anyway, speaking of other shows, just wanted to let you all know, fill you in, the scoop here, that Gary, our co-host, will be here in the studio next week. And if you're looking for a guide dog, you think you need a guide dog, you know somebody who needs a guide dog, well, this is very exciting. Jason Gray, who is the vice president of Pilot Dogs in Columbus, Ohio, will be calling in. We're really looking forward to that. And Mickey D'Amelio, who is the director of vision rehabilitation at Second Sight, will be calling in. And they are busy developing visual prosthetics to enable blind people to see. So don't miss next week's show. Be just as good.
And if you miss any part of the show, or you're going to be away next week or any other time, don't forget to go to our website. Our website is blindandbeyondradioshow.org, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. If you want to write to us, you have something to say, write to Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, michael@blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Well, thank you so much, David, for coming in tonight.
Thank you. Braving it through the rain, the elements, David.
Thank you. And Brenda, thank you. Dog paddling all the way,
me and my wife.
Chris Shaw, thank you so much for being behind the scenes.
Yes, sir, anytime.
And
Charlotte.
My darling, Charlotte.
Just scream, Charlotte.
Sweetheart. What's the matter? Why is she screaming?
Because she can't get to the mic right now, so she's just going to scream her way through.
And thanks for
hand her the phone. She never said hello before. Hand her the phone because last time she's busy, I think.
She's not there?
You didn't say hi earlier.
She's juggling.
He always got demands going on, don't he? I just want you to be uncomfortable and move.
Charlotte, you there?
See, you missed it, Mike. You were talking.
He's always talking.
One more time, Charlotte. One more time.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Well, not say hello, just in case you missed hello.
Hello.
That was Charlotte.
Thank you. She gave you a 2-for-1 special tonight.
That was Charlotte Massey.
And thanks for bringing our Girl Scout cookies,
yes.
Chris.
And Lynn.
Michael.
Oh, anytime.
You were wonderful, as always, darling.
Thank you, Michael.
Love you, honey.
Appreciate it. Love you, too.
Okay, folks. That's it. Wrap it up. And
see you next week.
See you next week. Love you all. Take care and be well.
As Chris and I say, see you tomorrow.
Take care. God bless you all.
Take care.